This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. In Assam, all preparations are being made to hold smooth polling today covering five Lok Sabha seats. Over 77 lakh voters will decide the political fate of 61 candidates. Polling will be held at 9,133 polling stations. The Lok Sabha seats are Silchar, Karimganj, Nagao, Dipu and Darang Udalguri. The State Police Nodal Officer P.K. Bhuya said that Central Armed Police Forces and micro-observers have been deployed at critical polling stations. He said that at least 50% of booths are being monitored by live webcasting. Bhuya further said that as per ECI's minimum assured facilities, including drinking water, watershed, toilets are being provided at polling booths. Our correspondent reports that the BJP, Congress, AIUDF, TMC and Bodoland People's Front are in the fray in the second phase. In Manipur, the election authority has taken up all measures to conduct the second phase Lok Sabha polls today. Polling personnel along with EVM and security forces have reached their designated polling stations. Polling in 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency spread across 8 districts started from 7 a.m. and will continue till 4 p.m. A total number of 4,84,949 voters will exercise their franchise in 848 polling stations. Among these polling stations, 202 polling stations will completely be managed by all women polling personnel. 9 special polling stations have been set up additionally in the second phase Lok Sabha polls in Manipur for 529 internally displaced voters. Among these special polling stations, 1 polling station has been set up in Thengmopal district for only 1 voter. Over 3,400 polling personnel are being deployed for free and fair polling polls today. In Nagaland, all shops and business establishments in Dimapur yesterday went into an indefinite shutdown. Initiated by Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DCCI, the shutdown has been called to protest against harassment meted out to the business community by Naga political groups in the form of multiple taxation, intimidation and summon letters. The DCCI said the shutdown will be enforced until the grievances of the business community are redressed. In Kohima, shutdown of all business establishments were witnessed except pharmacies, hotels and bakeries, which were exempted from the purview. Meanwhile, petroleum outlets in Dimapur, Chumukedima, Newland and Kohima have also joined the protest by closing all its outlets yesterday. Meghalaya police recovered 340 numbers of anti-aircraft live ammunition from 4 ammunition boxes from a forest in South Garo Hills. According to a statement by the Superintendent of Police, Shailendra Bamania, an information was received that some ammunition boxes were kept hidden by suspected militants somewhere in the jungle of Chibogre village under Chokpot Police Station, South Garo Hills District. A team led by Subdivisional Police Officer Chokpot, accompanied by other police officers, proceeded to the area to conduct search for the hidden ammunition and unearthed the ammunition and boxes from Chibogre jungle. The recovered items were seized by officer in charge, Chokpot, in the presence of witnesses. The police is investigating the matter. And Meghalaya State Food Testing Laboratory, in collaboration with the Commissionerate of Food Safety, Department of Health and Family Welfare, conducted a one-day technical session come food safety awareness at the conference hall of the State Food Testing Laboratory, Pasture Hill, Shillong, yesterday. The inaugural function was graced by Dr. Joram Beda, Commissioner and Food Safety, as chief guest, and Dr. D. Mishra, NFL Kolkata, as guest of honor. Speaking at the inaugural program, Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Beda, said that there is a need to advocate food safety as an important component of public health. He expressed appreciation to the enforcement wing of the Commissionerate of Food Safety, who is putting its best efforts to bring to light the importance of food safety. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.